You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
First guest of the day, it is none other than Chris Marshall from Pocket Money.
Yay,
who,
hello.
Based in Auckland, correct?
Yes.
Fantastic. How are you doing this morning, Chris?
I'm pretty good this morning. Yep, managed to have a good sleep last night.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Feeling good.
Hell yeah. I like with your voice that you can already tell what you sound like when you're singing based off your regular voice. I think that's it's hard for some of the people I talk to, but for you it's like, oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I mean, I'm me. I can't sing like anyone else, so I appreciate that.
No one else can sing like you then, my friend. You do a fantastic
job.
Yeah,
true that.
It goes both ways. We're here to talk about your new album, Comfort, which came out... Did it come out today?
Today.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, 9 hours ago.
Wow. Do you wait up to release it? Like, do you stay up till 12, or does it just happen automatically?
It happens automatically with the online distribution stuff.
Is that DistroKid?
It's through... We released it through Pressure Cooker Records, who do it through another thing. But yeah, with Bandcamp stuff, you got to wait up till midnight if you're real keen. But I couldn't be bothered.
Very fair. Very fair. The album is called Comfort, and despite being the shortest track, Comfort on the album is the title track on here. And, yes. You know, this album kind of oscillates between a bit of doomerism and hopefulness. And I'm wondering, did you choose the song as the title track or vice versa because it's kind of a bit of a middle ground? It's more of a kind of a rest station?
I'd say so, yeah. We were talking about it for a while. We were trying to decide what the name should be. I originally wanted to name the album Take Care after the last track on the album, but we settled on Comfort because it kind of encapsulates all of the themes, and it just sounds nice, you know? Pretty much that. Just, it's the album in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one thing that I don't find comforting about this album is the album cover. It's very it's very disconcerting. It's weird. It's for those who are listening, it's someone like reaching into a supermarket crate or like a market crate for some pears, but it's all blurry. Yep. It's all blurry, and it's just there's kind of a weird Uncanny Valley vibe about it. why'd you add the blurriness?
That was so Yara, my partner, she took the photo. She's a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
It was her call. She was like, I want it to be blurry. I guess it was partly just to disguise what was going on slightly. I don't know.
Mm.
It's a great question. Yeah. I don't know why she wanted it to be blurry, but it is.
I think it really strongly relates to the themes of the record, though, in a lot of ways.
I saw it, and I was like, damn, yeah, that's a cool photo. She took it at... for those of you who are familiar with Auckland, at the Avondale Market, which is a huge flea market / fresh produce market up here in Tamaki, which I love going to. It's the best.
Is it the best one in town?
It's the best one in West Auckland. You can literally buy anything there. Like, you want a fishing rod or a lawnmower or 10 kilos of potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
You go to this market.
Okay. Well, if I ever go to Auckland, I will go to that because I like going to flea markets and markets.
Yeah, that's good.
Did you come? You came down here last year to do a show at yours. Did you guys go to the farmers market here?
Oh man, I wish we had a chance to. I think we were just there for the night, so
true.
We kind of slammed it out. We came in, did a live session with you guys, and then straight to yours, and then the next day we drove out to play at Space Academy in Christchurch. So,
oh wow,
I wish we had a chance to. What day is the farmers market on there?
A Saturday, and I say I think between 9 to 11 a.m. Those are the kind of golden hours. Earlier the better, obviously, but you don't have to get up at like 6 a.m. or anything. But Saturday mornings.
Yeah, I think we really wanted to, but the schedule did not permit.
Always happens when you're on a tight schedule, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, far out.
Unfortunately.
It's frustrating.
The album was recorded at your home in the Waitakere Ranges, which must have been quite lovely. Was most of it written there as well?
I think a couple of the songs were written there. Dunno and Go Outside were written there, but for the most part, it's been written over the past, like, 4 years in various places. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite just a mishmash of my life, to be honest.
Like, my life.
My life. been in, two or three houses over the time, and had a rehearsal space in a Storage King unit that we did some recording and lots of writing in. So, yeah, it's a big mishmash. That's the word, mishmash mm-hmm. of locations.
A big assembly of just stuff.
Exactly.
That's great. I really appreciate that you guys made a lyric sheet to accompany the press release, because that helps me so much, because I'm sometimes very bad at discerning lyrics. And scrolling through that lyric sheet, I kind of realised how short the lyrical content of a lot of the songs is, especially on the track Go Outside, Bug and Comfort. There's not a whole lot of lines there. Is there anything about you that you think lends to creating shorter songs in particular? Is that just how your brain works?
Maybe it's how my brain works. I came from just a fully instrumental background. I started as a bass player. I went to jazz school studying bass. Mm-hmm. And so words aren't my strong suit. And to be honest, I don't like writing words. Like essays, I hate essays.
Really?
So much.
Really?
They're the worst. Whenever I had to do an essay at uni, I'd hand it in like weeks late. I think short and sweet is my goal with lyrics. Trying to condense, sometimes it's really difficult trying to condense like a big subject matter into two lines.
Yeah, being
my
concise.
Goal. Yeah, being really concise, trying to choose my words very carefully. I know that some people try to, they're really fast. Like freestylers, for example, they can just churn out lyrics. But I'm much more slow, and I'll spend a long time on my lyrics. Mm-hmm. Just because it's not that easy.
No, I think that's the way to go. I don't know, it's always just a good beat. It's always good to take time, because you can get a lot of people who, for instance, in the hip hop community, who think that if you have a lot of words and you say them very fast, that you're like the best rapper alive. But
yeah,
it's not
totally.
It's not really how it works.
Yeah, you want meaning behind those words.
Yeah, and you want like variation. You just want a ton of my da 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 da. You know, you just want like rap god redone.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. No, next time on the album is a somber reminder that there's no Planet B, and kind of laments how it starts. It's hard to stay hopeful when there's a lot of things happening in the world that really kind of crush your human soul. When they, how do you stay hopeful? Is it something that just kind of waxes and wanes for you? Is there a kind of a deliberate method that you partake in to stay hopeful?
I mean, I just try and do my own little personal things, like cycling lots, and try not to eat too much meat. And to be honest, unpopular opinion, but I don't really follow the news that much.
It's
very draining.
That's very fair.
Especially the international news. I feel like
I can't stand
news. Local news is really good to know about, and like just a broad brush of international stuff, but it's just so depressing. It's well known that the news media really deliberately chooses depressing subject matter, so that's a whole other story. I just try and do little stuff things I can that keep me uplifted as a human being.
The international stuff is quite brutal. I kind of want to stay like on the gist of certain things like Ukraine and Gaza, but I don't need to know all the nitty-gritty details. I just need to know like what are the kind of broad movements happening.
I
there
I fully agree,
you know. I think New Zealand news is where I like to stay. And even then, it's very depressing.
Yeah, I mean, you want to be connected with the community. I think that's been my... And that's another theme on the album. But that's something that's becoming more and more important to me, is just becoming more localized. Like, globalization's a huge thing. And then it's the local stuff, the community stuff, has really suffered because of that. Mm-hmm. Which is something that we really should try and get back to as as people.
I agree, totally. On the tracks Bug Find and Buzzy Bee, it seems that you are kind of, you and the band are coming out as pro-insect.
Oh, yes.
Is that a stance you've had for quite a while, or is that like a recent revelation?
No, it's not recent. I don't know about the other two, but for me, I love bugs. They're really cool. Ever since I was a kid, I've thought they were cool. Mm-hmm. I did a science degree when I was younger, and the one paper that I didn't get to do that I really, really wish I got to do was the entomology paper, the bug science paper. Mm. But yeah, love creepy crawlies. They're awesome.
Man.
Don't necessarily want to touch them.
No, but they're
cool. Looking at them is awesome.
Yeah. There's a really cool exhibit at the Melbourne Museum, which is like a whole wing just dedicated to bugs.
True.
They have this huge light up sculpture of like a vivisection of a beetle, and so you can touch different buttons and colors different sections of the beetle. So it's like its respiratory system, its digestive system, so on and so forth, which is really awesome. And they just have an insane collection of bugs.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And they had a cool video of them using these little beetle larvae, which can kind of just eat anything, and they use it to basically clean. You know, specimens so that they can get skeletons.
Whoa.
Which is real
Wait,
cool.
Wait, so they're using bugs to clean their bug collection?
No, not to clean their bug collection, sorry. To clean, like, other specimens. So they had on display, like, an owl skeleton, and they used these beetles
to keep it clean.
Oh, well,
get
yeah.
Get all the dust mites and stuff.
Not necessarily that, but to actually remove the flesh and fur and the feathers.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you're trying to. We're beating around the bush, and I'm just. Yeah.
I'm trying to be woke about it. Oh my goodness. The track Dunno is kind of like the Doomer version of the song we mentioned before, No Next Time, and it seems to give in to dark imaginings about the future and oneself. When you're in kind of a Doomer state of mind, do you notice that you become a bit more irritable or unkind to yourself or others? I know that's definitely true for me.
I mean, I can be generally quite irritable, but I don't know. I'd think so. When you spend too much time on social media, I definitely find that. And that's a kind of, on the surface, don't know, just seems like we're all stuffed, kind of song. But it's really about social media as well. People kind of making an effort to be an activist solely through social media. I kind of don't vibe with that, you know. You want to be out in your community doing stuff, and that's really a big theme in that song. I think imagine if everybody focused on their community. That's kind of the central line in that song, it's something that I really stand by.
I think I totally agree with you. You know, social. I think politics online in general doesn't really go anywhere beyond beyond the news stuff. I think it's all just kind of a waste of time.
Yeah,
not helping.
And people are putting a lot of energy into it nowadays. And for the past several years, they've been putting lots of energy into it. And I think in some ways, it's been really cool. People know a lot more about other communities and other ways of thinking, but it kind of, besides educational purposes or news sharing purposes, it's kind of, it doesn't do anything else. And people aren't using it as that tool. They're trying to use it as a, I don't know. They're trying to get somewhere with it that you physically can't get, so.
Exactly. It's unfortunate that there's a really good kind of documentarian who I quite like who said that. It's unfortunate that liberals haven't had any kind of political vision, and the only vision the right wingers have had is this kind of very regressive nationalist vision, and we can see that with the rise of Nigel Farage in the UK and Trump being back in office, while the left have kind of been squirreling away in the internet.
Been posting pictures.
Just infighting and cancelling each other, and what has it led to? Nothing. So, I think you need to kind of break out of that little rut. But nonetheless, I appreciate that Comfort is very storied if you pay attention. I mean, it starts off reflecting on hope versus despair, and then moving towards mental health later on, which is I think, you know, as we've talked before, definitely linked to both. And provides great perspective, especially on the track Anxious Brain, where the crux of the song, you know, rests on anxiety preventing you from thinking and acting in a more kind of just fruitful, organic, personable manner. You know, people talk about wanting to talk about mental health while using buzzwords, but I think you went straight for the jugular on this song. Does it have a pretty cathartic effect for you, commenting on anxiety like this?
I think so. I think just, oh, it's so important just to start talking about it more, and I think it's good that people are starting to talk about it more. I think especially men in New Zealand really need to learn, we collectively need to learn how to talk about our feelings.
Yeah.
Because it's so difficult, especially when you grow up kind of suppressing feelings, learning how to talk about them is so difficult. Mm-hmm. And I've known a good chunk of men in my life around my age have passed away, and so it's just, oh man, it's so important to talk about. It's cathartic to write. I'd say it's very cathartic to write and to kind of put a sound to the feeling, and yeah, just trying to share that and talk about it is also, well, I guess it sounds lots of people say this, but just to try and normalize it more, and the more we normalize it, the better it'll be for everybody.
Totally agree. I like that on the song you kind of gave off a few little tips and tricks about, you know, just if you're in the city or whatever, just chill out, take some deep breaths. I really appreciate that. And so what's next for the band? Are you guys doing a tour? What's going on? Are you gonna chill out for a bit?
Probably chill out for a bit. I'm actually moving overseas.
Oh wow.
Can I guess? A couple weeks.
Can I guess?
Yeah, sure.
Melbourne.
No.
London.
That's the two guesses that everyone always gives me.
Berlin. And
not those three.
Not those three.
I'm
okay.
Going to Spain.
Wow.
Yeah, me and my partner are moving to Spain.
That's awesome.
The plans for the year, I'm really hoping to bring the others over to Europe so we can do a wee tour there in the European summer. And then we'll be doing shows again later in the year probably. But in the meantime, I've got a backlog of live recordings that I want to sift through and try and release those as well. But yeah. So that's the plan. We did a decent amount of touring over the summer. I would love to do a tour now, but unfortunately, I didn't get onto it fast enough.
Classic. You could rename the band to Pocket Pesetas, as peseta is the currency that Spain used before the euro was introduced.
Oh, yep.
And that is a good alliteration. Sure. I was going to say pocket pesos, but I don't think Spain ever used pesos.
No, they don't.
No, that's Philippines and Mexico use those.
Yeah.
Well, classic. I hope your move goes great, and thank you for putting out such great songs into the universe. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
And have a great day. Anything you want to say to the viewers, to the listeners?
Just have a listen. I reckon you'll enjoy it.
Mean. I reckon you will too, listeners, not you. You've listened to it many a time.
Hey, I still enjoy it.
You still
it
enjoy
well.
It though, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you for coming on the program. I appreciate your time there, Chris. It's been fantastic talking with you.
Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed this, Jan.
Me too. Take care, man. All right, folks, that was Chris Marshall from Pocket Money. We're talking about their new album, Comfort. We're going to play the track No Next Time from that record. And then around 9.45, we'll have a conversation with an immunologist about avian flu. So that's going to be very fun. Speaking of very bright topics, here's Pocket Money with No Next Time. You're listening to The One. Keep it real. We'll be right back.
was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.